Black Madonna, Book 3, The Mystique Trilogy. Written by Tracy Harding and read by Oli Bervet. André Pierre met us at Toulouse Airport in the project chopper. He was the best excavation manager in the business. If he couldn't unearth an archaeological find intact, then no one could. My French friend removed his sunglasses when he saw my daughter coming. "Who is this beauty?" he said with a smile, then recognized Tamar and burst out laughing. "Tamar? Could it have been so long? I thought you were still a..." He searched for the word. "Adolescent. You look fantastique." He kissed both her cheeks and held her closer than usual. "Just celebrated her 13th birthday a couple of weeks ago," my husband informed him, and the embrace abruptly ended. "How cruel life is." André turned down the charm a little, but desire was in his eyes. He greeted Albrecht briefly before turning his attention my way. "Mia, my goddess, you look beyond fantastique." He held both my shoulders, kissed each of my cheeks in turn, and then held me at arm's length to admire my form. "I swear you look younger every time I see you." I was perpetually 30 since I had walked the halls of Amenti 13 years ago. Thus, I appeared barely older than my rapidly maturing daughter. "And you are more in need of a wife every time I see you, mon ami." I held André's face between my hands and shook it. "You look a mess." I was referring to his unshaven, unkempt appearance. Tamar and Albrecht had a quiet chuckle at how quickly I'd brought André's amorous advances under control. "I've been down a hole for weeks," he said defensively, backing away. He ran one hand over his unpressed clothes and with the other combed his shoulder-length, unwashed, mousy brown hair behind his ears. "You're not eating properly either." My mothering tone served to remind the Frenchman that I was married with a child, whilst assuring him that I did still care about his welfare. "I've been busy," he smiled. "You know how it is. I get distracted."